You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
The end of a heartwarming story coming up in just a second. That is the top trending topic. Elizabeth Holmes began serving her 11-year prison term yesterday. This has been in the works for a long time. If you don't know the story about Elizabeth Holmes, they've done a Hulu series about it starring Amanda Seyfried. How do you say her name? Fascinating stuff. She claimed to have a basically technology that would do a bunch of medical tests using just one drop of your blood. And she got a ton of investors. The company was valued at like $9 billion. She became a billionaire at 30 years old. And she was going to sell this technology to Walgreens and CVS. And turns out the technology that she claimed the company had did not work at all. And it was all just a bit of smoke and mirrors. And she was convicted on fraud.
They never had anything.
No.
I watched a documentary about it. It's fascinating how she pulled this off.
And yeah, she was kind of a charming personality. And then you find out like she changed her voice when she would talk to investors. And she had this real kind of masculine, deep voice, which wasn't her real voice at all. I mean, it's a crazy story. But then she got pregnant after she got convicted and had the baby. And she was trying to put off going to jail. But yesterday she finally went into prison
for
11 years.
Saw a tweet a minute ago looking at why she was still trending. And it said somebody was pointing out shame on her for having these children before going to prison, just in the hopes of putting off her prison sentence. She tried to say, I shouldn't go to prison because now I've got these kids. And they were like, well, that's too bad. You knew you were going to prison when you got pregnant. So you're still going to prison. So now she's got these kids that have no mom.
Exactly. It's crazy. Yeah, it's
11 a
crazy
years.
Story. Yeah.
And Siegfried and Roy played in the movie. Is that what you said? I wasn't paying attention in the beginning. What did they have to do with it?
There were some tigers involved. Oh. And then speaking of prison, what's her name? Leslie Van Houten, who was one of the members of the Manson family, is expected to get out of prison soon. She was part of those murders that happened in Los Angeles in the early
Sharon Tate.
Yeah, Sharon Tate murders, and then the couple that were murdered the next night. That was like in the late 60s, early 70s, and she's up for parole, even though surprisingly the governor of California had overturned it many times. He wanted to kind of keep her in prison, but it looks like the stars have aligned in her favor, and she's kind of pretty now. She said she just, fell in love with Charles Manson, and he was promising good things. And, before she knew it, she was in a cult and she was killing people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those murders happened in August of 69.
Yeah.
So she's been in prison since probably the early 70s then probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Over 50 years. Mm-hmm. So it looks like she might actually get out, but I'm like, are you crazy? Keep her in jail.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
For falling in love with Charles Manson to begin with, she didn't need to see the light of day again.
Yeah, honestly.
She needed to be in a penitentiary hospital forever.
Terrible. Today is World Parrot Day.
Oh, so, I like parrots.
I'm not crazy about parrots. I feel like they can take off your finger and just like looking at you. I find them intimidating, more so than other animals.
If they're mean.
And what I don't like about them is they're loud and screechy.
They are loud and screechy.
Mm-hmm. And beautiful. I'm not talking about ones that, when they're talking. That noise they make. I mean, it's just blood curdling.
Yeah.
I follow a few of them on Instagram that are really cute, but my grandmother did have a parrot that was stressed and would pluck its own feathers, and it would chase you, so it just looked like a parrot with no feathers, a furry head that would chase you. It was something out of nightmares. They do that. When they're stressed, they pull out their own feathers.
Mm. Yeah, my mom had two parrots, and they were mean, and they were gross.
I thought you were going to say they were mean and delicious.
Well, they will rue the day they mess with me. And then the top trending topic, the end of Ted Lasso. That is the top trending topic. The series finale is airing now on Apple. And Ace was just saying that they might continue to do it.
I just saw a piece of an interview with Jason Alexander. Sudeikis, I'm sorry. Who said sounded like they were walking it back a little bit. Just like they may reconsider take it in a different direction. They just have to decide where to go. Because he said, pointed out it started at somebody's pool, three of them hanging out at the pool. And so they thought, well, you know, they'll do that again and see what they want to do.
Yeah, the direction, they new direction they need to take it in is going back to it being good.
Well,
I mean, from what I've seen, I haven't seen the whole season, but from what I've seen and what I've heard, everybody who has seen the whole season, there may be like three good episodes in this entire season. So that would be a nice change, Jason, if you're going to continue it. Go back to it being good.
Yeah. Now, the one last week was phenomenal. I haven't seen the finale yet.
I'll be honest, I loved that show since the beginning, but I look at him differently now. After hearing that story about him,
the salad dressing
laying down behind her car and freaking out over salad dressing.
He had a moment, man. We all have our moments.
I mean, I know that, but if that's true or not?
I mean, is that factual?
She might have put that story out there. It might not even be true.
I believe it.
Okay.
You're going to give Harry Styles my favorite salad dressing recipe. I'm laying in the driveway.
I can't see that. I just can't see Jason Sudeikis screaming at Olivia Wilde because she's going to give Harry Styles his salad dressing recipe and laying down behind the car waiting to get run over.
I can see it so easily. They're all crazy.
Yeah.
All those celebrities.
Yeah.
And if your wife were leaving you for Harry Styles, he's showing up to pick her up wearing a kilt and a Native American headdress, or however he dresses from time to time. He said, hey, this guy beat me out. I'm laying down behind the car, too, except I'm not telling her to stop. I'm telling her to keep driving. Drive over me.
Do it. I can't go on. It's terrible. So hopefully that isn't true, but I feel like it is for some reason. But yeah,
you can't look at Twitter, though, right now, because it's all over Twitter.
Is it?
People giving away things that are happening in the finale.
Yeah. Okay. Hmm. Those are a few things that are now trending.
Okay. What happens when you get fat shamed at a restaurant by the restaurant when you are not fat at all? As a matter of fact, you are you make a living off of being attractive. And in Canada, where everybody's supposed to be so nice, there's some toxicity going on in this traumatic world of this influencer and content creator and all around good vibes girl. Did I get enough of the things in there? All right, so that's coming up next.
Don't miss the Extra Funny podcast coming up at 9 Eastern, live on the Ace and TJ app. Or download anytime wherever you get podcasts. More Ace and TJ coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
Ace TJ Prime reward members, here is your Ace and TJ podcast and radio show secret word. Greensboro. That's Greensboro. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today, or go to acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
It's more than regular funny. It's extra funny. The Extra Funny Podcast is live every weekday at 9 a.m. Eastern on the Ace and TJ app and available anytime where you get podcasts. Now, more Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
All right, Father's Day is coming up, and the perfect gift for the dads in your life is meat. Not just any meat, good meat, top of the line, Omaha Steaks. Now, I don't know a guy. No, there's not a guy in my personal life that does not love that delivery coming to them from Omaha Steaks. So when you go to omahasteaks.com and you see all of the stuff that they have there, it'll take you a while if you go through the whole website. They have so many different things from bacon-wrapped filet mignon to caramel apple tartlets, which are delicious, beautiful center-cut pork chop. All of the stuff that they have at omahasteaks.com is delicious. It's top of the line. And when you use the promo code TJ at checkout, you'll get $30 off your qualifying order. So you see, you get dad this wonderful, wonderful package for Father's Day. It's going to be the best thing he gets. I'm going to tell you that right now. He's going to love it more than anything else. And every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. So go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TJ at checkout to get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. There's an influencer. And, you know, I met her the other night at our at the International Influencers Convention. I was on a panel there. And, you know, you enjoy getting together with your peers from time to time, you know. So I met this young lady, and she's very, very sweet. Her name is Cassandra Morrow. Not Morrow as in the Cajun Morrow name, but M-A-U-R-O as opposed to E-A-U-X. But since she's from Canada, could be, you know, the same type of French Canadian. Anyway, she's 25, and she posted this thing on her social media. It says she and a friend of hers went to Paper Crane Sushi Bar and Bistro in King City, Ontario. She said they had just worked out. They were starving. They go in, they order, I guess at the counter, and when they finish their order, the lady working there, according to Cassandra, said, no, too much food. They're saying, y'all are ordering too much food. So the woman working there took offense to it. And then she said the manager walked over, and he goes, hungry? Yeah, you ordered too much food. And started coming down on them for ordering too much. And she said it wasn't an all-you-could-eat place, so they couldn't figure out why they were hassling them about whatever they ordered, because they were paying for each item right that they order. And she said, and if we didn't eat it, I would have taken it home. But, you know, that doesn't matter. It's your money. You know, why are they hassling you about what you're spending? So she makes this video and puts it on the social medias. And then the restaurant comes out and says, we sincerely apologize for any comments that may have caused a negative experience. Many of our staff speak English as a second language, but we hope you know it was never the intention of our staff to make you or anyone feel judged at our restaurant, and we're embarrassed any comments may have come across in this way. So they apologized for it. But it got me to thinking about, you know, the old story that I've told, you know, since it happened and I was a little kid. My aunt and uncle were with another couple at an all-you-can-eat catfish place in Jonesboro, Louisiana. And this was in the late 70s, maybe early 80s. And the owner of the restaurant came by there and said, all right, y'all have had enough. Came to their table, said, y'all have had enough. And they said, no, we want to eat some more, and we need two more pitchers of beer. And they said, nope, you're done. And they said, well, it's all-you-can-eat. We paid what everybody else pays, so... And then the restaurant owner pulled a gun on him and said, no, you're finished. Get out. So kicked them out at gunpoint because they were eating too much at the all-you-could-eat place.
Oh, my God. Killing their food costs.
Right. So.
He pulled a gun.
So. Younger now. Who has been kicked out of a place for the strangest reason? You ordered too much food, or you wanted to actually eat all you could eat, but the owner of the restaurant said, no, you're done. Get out. Maybe it was a case of someone thinking that you said something that you didn't say. Somebody else said it. You got blamed for it, so you got kicked out. Maybe someone got pushed into you, and all you did was pick them up off of you and get them off of you, and then you got thrown out for fighting. Could have been thrown out of school, could have been thrown out of a business, wherever, but you were asked to leave for a confusing reason. Like, why am I being asked to leave? The sign says, all you can eat.
Love that.
I can eat more. Hey, well, you're going to be eating these bullets if you don't get up out of here. They just out there trying to have fun. Now, do I think they were probably eating an ungodly amount of fried catfish? Yes.
Okay.
But that's the deal.
It does say all you could eat. It does say all you could eat, limit two plates or something like that.
Yeah.
Limit 12 pieces.
By the way, Riggins, I'm surprised you don't know who this influencer is, this Cassandra Morrow, because she's very, very pretty.
Is she?
Yeah. Right, yeah. And you always keep up with the pretty influencers.
Oh, sure. Canadian eating sushi. Yeah.
And I hear the best sushi is in Canada.
That's what they say. Right by the water.
Yeah. All right. So when were you asked to leave for a stupid reason or for a confusing reason? You didn't even know why you were being kicked out of the place. Send us a direct message or comment on the front page of our social medias at the Ace TJ Show. Let's go.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Make sure you go get signed up for Ace TJ Prime and Ace TJ Prime Plus. Prime is how you get invitations to our events. That's how you get rewards to win all kinds of good prizes. Prime Plus is where you get special programming and you get invited before the Prime members get invited. So it's an exclusive subscription area. And posted this morning and with the audio and video version of my political show, you get that with the subscription, but you don't get anywhere else. And each episode is about anywhere from 50 minutes to 60 minutes. So not being chintzy with my time and brilliance, you know. I'm not rationing my brilliant thoughts. I'm throwing them out there as soon as they come. So and I think that's worth $5 a month
at least.
Is that what it is? $4.99 a month?
Yeah,
something like that. It's actually priceless, but we managed to put a price on. Also, you get a special segment of the Extra Funny podcast every day and commercial free versions of all of our podcasts, including Ace's new edition that was posted today of The Meaningful Meeting.
11.
Yeah, that'll be up there. So all kinds of stuff. All right, we were talking about people who have gotten kicked out of places for a weird reason, something you didn't understand. Like, why would they kick me out just because I'm eating all I can eat at an all I can eat buffet? Why would they tell me that I've ordered too much food when I'm paying for all of it? You know, a menu item by menu item, as as we were talking about the influencer who was told by the people at the restaurant, you ordered too much food. This lady said, my best friend and I went to dinner at an Italian restaurant we had been wanting to try for a long time. We were having a great time and really enjoying ourselves. The manager proceeds to come to our table and tell us that my friend's laugh was too loud and it was disrupting the other patrons. She does have a big laugh, but it is in no way offensive. Well, we started making fun of him when he walked away, and she started laughing even harder than she was before. So that was it. He pretty much ran back to our table and told us to leave. We didn't even argue. We just continued to laugh hysterically as we slowly made our way to the door. It was one of the best nights of my entire life.
Yeah, I bet. I bet that laugh is obnoxious. Oh, but,
I bet they were both so loud.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just picture an Italian restaurant that's quiet and romantic and, you know, all that. You got, you know, two women thrilled to be away from the kids for the night. They're out having fun. Drunk on Chianti.
Yeah.
He was drunk on some kind of wine that comes in a basket. That's how you know it's Italian, when it's in a basket. Let's see. My 21st birthday, we were kicked out of a bar. I had no idea what happened until later when my sister told me that her friend threw up on the floor. Well, I mean, that's a reason it's not confusing why you'd be thrown out. You're going to be thrown out every time if you throw up on the floor.
It's a shame, though. It's your 21st birthday, and you get kicked out of some place because your friend throws up on the floor. Been there.
But, I mean, there shouldn't be any question as to why you're getting thrown out.
It's not really strange.
I've only been thrown out of a bar once, and I know exactly why it happened.
Yeah. My little nephew threw up at Kid Rock's bar in Nashville.
And that'll do it.
We didn't get kicked out because I scooped him up before the bouncers got over there and started walking him. I said, we got to leave.
Yeah.
We got to go.
I've gotten kicked out of two places. Once my buddy threw up on the table, and another time a buddy was using a glass beer bottle to spit Skull into, and he was hitting it on the table to the song, and it shattered, and Skull went all over the bartender. Yeah. I like this one. Tanya said, I was asked not to return to yoga after my first class. I laughed out loud because someone passed gas. It wasn't because they passed gas. It was because of the timing. The instructor was talking and said, exhale all the negativity from the day. And a lady just let it rip. And I started laughing.
Well, how do you not laugh at that?
I mean.
Or get grossed out by it.
We'd like for you to not come back. Come on.
All right. It was a big holiday weekend for Alexis. Families, meeting families. Her boyfriend Jay's mom and sister meeting her mom in home country of South Carolina. How did that go? We'll find out next.
Live from the Calitran Studios. Find out more about Calitran at acetj.com/weightloss. More of the Ace and TJ Show next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitran. Calitran is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Yeah. Okay, so there was a big weekend for Alexis. She and her dapper Dominican boyfriend, Jay, and his hot Dominican mom and his hot Dominican sister, right? Is anybody else? Any other hots?
Yeah.
Just those hots.
Just those hots.
They all went to the country of South Carolina, meaning South Carolina out in the country, not that South Carolina is a country, to see her mom, meet and spend the weekend with her mom. And how did it go?
It went great, better than I could have even imagined. We brought a bunch of food down, so Jay cooked all the food. He made grilled salmon, steaks, zucchini, onions. I mean, we cooked it up. Chicken wings. So my mom already loved
did
that.
Did he take the food trailer with him?
No.
The food wagon?
No.
Why?
Because...
That would have been,
go down the highway with that
awesome.
Thing for an hour and a half.
Yeah. I'd love to have a food truck parked outside my house. That'd be an amazing weekend.
Drop it in the yard. It's a trailer thing. It's a better deal than driving the whole truck.
Right.
All right, go ahead. So you cooked a lot of food.
Cooked a lot of food. My mom was really happy about that. And then his mom and my mom, I mean, hit it off from the very second that they met. They were over there showing each other. My mom's like showing her paintings. They're showing her pictures of their traveling. They're both talking about their traveling adventures because they both travel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about the plans they're gonna have when we have kids. These kids that don't even exist yet.
They don't.
Oh. And they're talking about how they're gonna go on vacation together, and they're gonna take their grandkids with them, and all this stuff. And I mean, they exchanged numbers. They made plans. My mom wants her to come stay the weekend with her. We're not invited. It's just her because we're not married yet, so we can't stay.
Mm-hmm.
The night.
I get it.
But yeah, it was awesome. Jay and I just kept looking at them. We're like, they're so freaking cute.
All right, so if you had a kid, would you trust your mom to take the kid off on a cruise with her or something?
Oh, 100%.
You would?
Yeah, and he would too, because we were talking about that his mom wants to move to the Dominican Republic soon. She wants to retire out there. And she said that she wants us, whenever we have kids, just to send them over there in the summertime. And I asked him yesterday, I'm like, you would be okay with like your kids just being gone for the entire summer? And he's like, with my mom, yeah. I'm like, well, that works for me.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just drop off the kids and get out.
Wow.
Spend a whole summer without your kids?
Yeah.
I mean,
I pegged y'all too for being, whenever you become parents, actually wanting your kids.
Well, of course, but.
I didn't picture y'all to not want your kids to be around.
I mean, but
I think y'all were sweeter than that, but.
If their grandmas want to spend time with them, who are we to deny that to them?
Well,
a whole summer.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's shocking. But I thought maybe you would say, you know, your mom, the way she raised you and did some crazy stuff with you, now that you talk about all the time, that you'd be kind of iffy with her taking your kid and putting him or her in a school uniform that they didn't require, or trading a rocking chair for.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would have like a conversation with her prior.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Man. Ground rules. But no, it was awesome. It's so much fun. It was so awesome to see them getting along. And also Jay's sister like loved my mom, and it was just a good time. It was a good experience, and it felt good being there and seeing it all happen like that, and knowing like this could be, you know, a uniting of families. And
yeah,
it was exciting.
Mm-hmm. Or it could never come to pass,
but you, it was a great Memorial Day.
Yeah, I've been dating for, you know, 17 days. And you're already counting kids and sending them off to foreign countries for the summer.
Oh. No, when you know, you know.
You really
you
do.
Know.
Hmm?
You know that.
I don't know. I thought I knew. I've been married almost 29 years. I didn't know. I didn't know what I was getting into. Still don't. Every day when I go home, I don't know what. I didn't even recognize my wife last night when she said something about Jelly Roll's new song drops tomorrow. I was like, what are you saying?
Who are you?
You saying the word drops? Who are you?
Ugh. What happened to my wife that I left this morning?
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Pregnancy announcements galore coming up in Now Trending.
Live in the morning and anytime you want it as a podcast. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org. As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, Neogenix.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.